Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Your theme today with it's Nines Rejoin Week. Yesterday was... Wait a minute, we had Too Sweet Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and then yesterday was...
The Disney songs.
Disney songs.
Yeah.
And then Marilyn Manson Monday.
Yeah, no theme today.
No theme today.
No theme today.
I was going to say, I had to look at the date, I thought it was 3:11 for a minute. Now, who is this?
That's Sublime.
Sublime. Doing
the dead.
All right, so I'll be honest with you, I couldn't remember if it's 3:11 or Sublime, so thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
All right. A couple things. One, some programming notes. It makes it real easy for me to do this job when I can associate certain days with what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, today, as we said earlier, Facebook fussing, that's Thursdays. We go live on Facebook Live so you can watch us do our premiere acting.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's Thursdays. And then on Fridays, we got the FOF line. That's tomorrow. And that number to call, if you get ticked off, pissed off, P-O-T-O'd, 864-241-4318.
Easy as that, the FOF line.
Some zingers this week so far, Fat Boy? Do we need more venom and fire?
It's pretty rough so far.
All right.
It's got some stank on it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then I also know on Fridays, you know, quite possibly we'll come in and see some P1s hanging out.
Yeah.
Because we do backstage pass on Fridays.
Yeah, we do. We got one scheduled for this week, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that, ordinarily go through me. But sometimes Fat Boy will strong arm one in and get you double booked with somebody else.
I will just forward your email or stuff to Nine.
Yes, yes. Don't be too aggressive about it, though. Don't like freak us out if we don't know you, because that happens sometimes, and then you wind up not getting in because you freaked me out.
What happened?
It takes a lot to freak me out, but...
It does, because, I mean, just within the last, I don't know, year to 16 months, is there actually a vetting process for it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got to, you know, make sure there's no maniacs walking in here.
Well, yeah, yeah.
That's the HR-approved word now. You can say maniac.
Maniac.
You can't call anybody stupid or crazy or dumb or anything, but maniac's fine.
Yeah, until, you know, bipolar people become offended because of mania.
Don't tell them.
I know.
So, this maniac, what? Do tell. I don't know about this. Is this working up to a joke, or is this what happened?
No, it's a thing where this lady was just weird and just kind of overwhelming about it.
About coming in here?
Yeah, just kind of smothering / suffocating about when to do it and when to do it and when to do it and just... Too much communication about it. I understand this. I understand being excited, but it goes beyond being excited to the point that it's kind of weird. And I just kind of quit responding to it.
Hit me back, Nine.
I guess that's the most millennial thing I do.
What, just not respond to people when they're too aggressive? Too aggressive. Our rhythm's off today.
It usually is.
Yeah.
do you mean? Yeah, it happens. If people come on too strong or too aggressive about things. Just, you know, I haven't yet figured out in life. Like, I'm pretty good at communicating with people, but I haven't yet figured out in life how to tell them that. Besides just, well, calm down, slow down, and then they keep doing the same things. After that, I'm just, all right, I told you, now I'm just going to quit talking to you.
Don't be specific with her, but like, what is the thing that she's trying to get a specific, because we only do them on Fridays. And I think it's best with no more than two. Because then, I mean, look, this studio isn't the size you think it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, I get distracted by more than that. Be mm-hmm. honest with you.
Yeah.
That's why I say no more than three band members at a time. Drummer stays outside. Yeah.
Unless he brings his kid.
Right. Unless he brings kid in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that a millennial thing to do? To just throw your hands up there and say,
no, I think ghosting is a millennial thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ghosting exists in the millennial generation and the ones after it.
Oh, yeah. Ghosting.
Well, then again, Generation X will ghost you, too. Baby boomers won't ghost you. They'll just guilt trip you.
Talk behind your back.
That, too.
So that, like,
oh, ghosts. I like it.
Thank you, thank you.
Why do I mean, so is that, I mean, is there another example? Do you do that with other people in your life?
Anybody in any capacity who's coming on too strong, who's too much, yeah, I'll do that. I feel bad about it, but, you know, how do you tell people that besides to tell them and then they keep doing the same thing? So then what's your option besides to just kind of not talk to them?
You know what? Yeah.
I mean, I think we all do it sometimes to some extent to some people.
There's somebody on one of the social media platforms that is pretty aggressive. And not in a support type situation, but like always, you know. See, now I'm going to feel bad about saying this.
I can't.
No, you can say it. You can say it. If you won't say it, you know Fatboy will come out and tell a story on this.
Don't say the name.
Okay.
It's somebody that we've talked about in the past that is very
I know you're talking about, yeah.
Overly aggressive to the point where it's in a very positive way, in a very super fan kind of way, but to the point of where you think, like, his bedroom at home might be wallpapered with pictures of Paige.
It's a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Why just her? Why not the rest of us, too,
I know,
though?
Right?
He probably has pictures of all of us. I know you're talking about.
A lot of questions about Paige. Paige would get the bathroom, though. I would be the vestibule.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be pictures of me all around the nine. You would have the kitchen. I mean, just to the – there can be levels of it. I mean, really, there can. Like, I mean, think about what I did as a fan. I called a hotel and pretended to be Dale Damn Murphy's son.
Dale Damn.
Yeah.
And I was like between 8 and 10 years old. Lying. Wire fraud. I was pretending to be somebody on the phone that I was not. To call and speak to my legend, you know, my hero in life, Dale Murphy,
yeah.
Atlanta Braves.
And he ghosted you on that one?
No, he talked to me for a minute. And then, you know, years later came on the show and acted like he remembered it. He may have remembered it.
I can't. That person we're talking about, I still talk to him occasionally. I can't ghost people.
It's not a ghost thing, but like what I'll do is I'll let them build up. I think this sounds prima donna-ish, but it is what it is.
No, I mean,
I'll let it build up.
It ain't gonna sound more than what I said.
5 to 7 DMs or whatever before I reply, and then I'll only reply to the last one.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Boy, yeah.
So it lets it build up. You know what I mean? I got to save something for the book.
Yeah, you do. You got to save some information.
The pamphlet.
For later. Yeah.
The track.
I got to do that.
I'm going to do a bio track. I'll leave stories about me all on gas station pumps and at urinals and stuff. It'll look like a $20 bill when you flip it over to be a picture of me and links to my social media.
Here's a pamphlet on Matthew.
That's right.
I'll respond to, you know, feel like I have to respond, but the conversations suck. They're so mundane. And it's my fault because I'm like, well, I got to give him some kind of response instead of not saying anything at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
What it is?
The conversations I have with people just to respond to them. It's better off me not saying anything at all.
But when you're, like yesterday, you're talking, Fatboy, you're talking about sitting on your couch, pivoted your couch where you can see through your sliding glass door where people walk through the, you know, the area where you live in hopes of creating conversation. Why not have your phone there? And you can respond to that guy and others and stuff. Have that kind of conversation. You want a verbal conversation.
Just with the neighbors at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of get it out of the way. I'm a year in over there, and I feel like we should have this conversation already.
Mm.
But nobody says anything. It's easier for text.
When you sit on the couch, Fatboy, this is just an aside to that. Do you strike the fat man pose where you sit with one leg up on the couch?
Al Bundy hand in the pot in the front of the pants.
Yeah, I'll do the leg up, leg on the floor, kind of arched up.
Yeah,
lay on the left side, lay on the right.
Oh, I like doing that. I like putting here's my fat guy pose. I like throwing an arm up on the armrest, right leg across the couch, left leg hanging on the floor.
Yeah.
That's a nice pose.
Sexy. Right there.
Yeah.
I enjoy my ottoman.
And sometimes I do the George Costanza on the chaise lounge to stretch my back out.
So nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes you need to stretch out the lower back a little bit, and that's a good way to do
it. So if somebody wants to communicate with Nine.
Yeah.
How aggressive? What are the limits before they'll get no response at all?
It's kind of hard to say, man, because sometimes, especially the last couple weeks, like, look, I talk to a lot of people on a day-to-day basis.
You're a social butterfly.
I mean, we all do. It's just part of what we do. We talk to a lot of people on a day-to-day basis. We communicate with a lot of people on all the social media platforms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I love nothing more than a woman who makes the first move. But if it's, like, too aggressive, it's like, oh, no, no, no. But it's hard to say exactly where that line is.
That's what I was about to ask you. What is the line? Like, if she sent a message and said, hey, Nine, I love the show, and then blah, and then you respond, hey, thanks for listening. Then she says, hey, I really love when you say this. And you're like, oh, I appreciate that. And then her next thing would be, like, a crotch shot.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Wow.
It's
where are these limits? This is like dealing with the FCC. They have rules, but you don't know what they are.
I guess when it's just straight out of the gate, kind of too blunt and redneck about it without any kind of, you know, look, like, let's have a little conversation first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then work to that. Okay. Not just like straight out of the gate, like kind of bluntly, just kind of country it about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Check it out.
Not there's anything wrong with country. Not there's anything wrong with redneck. I'm kind of both those things in my own way. But, you know, I mean, you know how, like, really redneck pickup lines just seem extra cheesy because their country is cowboying.
Yeah, but for a woman to – I really – I'm not just patronizing Paige. For a woman to reach out to a guy on social media make – man, it is.
That is so bold.
But it's just 2019. You kind of have to.
I know, but
you kind of have to, ladies.
I've never sent that picture that you are referring to.
Oh, I'm not saying do that. No,
I mean, that is really way over
there. You're responding to the joke, not the actual conversation.
I'm just saying that a woman that is very bold, if you have a woman like that does that to you or anything like that, she really likes you.
That's a confident grown woman, and that's the only ones you should mess with.
Well, I think that's more than just flirtation if she's really into you.
So maybe this lady is just wanting to get in here just to see.
Yes.
Nine.
No. She's always talking to me about one of the other ones.
One of the other ones. You looked at me and said that, so you're talking about Paige or Fat Boy, because that's what we called them behind their back, the other ones.
Maybe she has a crush on somebody in the room. It certainly ain't me, though.
I've heard that before.
We call Paige and Fat Boy and the rest. And the rest.
Might be the news person.
No.
No, it could be you, because we've had that situation where somebody didn't tell me that their motive was really to get close to you, Matt Man.
That's bullcrap.
No, it is not bullcrap. It really did happen.
No, that really happened. I remember that.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Write it down.
I'll write it down.
I'll see.
Leave our pen, Paige.
This is why I don't want us to be a TV show. We can't pass notes anymore while we talk.
Yeah.
The camera would be reading over Nine's shoulder right now as he writes down.
You're
going to
be shocked at that.
Jennifer Aniston? Is that what that says?
You know that's right.
I'm reading that from here.
John.
Sorry, it's a long name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember
that.
Yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
See, you forgot about it because
you didn't want no part of that. You didn't want nothing to do with that.
Mm-mm.
Fat Boy members, probably.
BS crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
BS and crazy.
That's where I'm getting at. So
bat blank crazy.
She is, like, going and trying to get with you and going on your social media. She's really into you, other than just being friends.
But Nine is feeling the wrath that women feel every day, I think, of overzealous suitor.
Yeah, it's almost like roles have been reversed. Yeah. Now I'm like this fat bearded lady.
No means no.
don't you think that
fat bearded lady? Come on, man.
It gets to the point where it's a fine edge where you don't want to send them over the edge and make them hate you, because there's a fine line between love and hate.
Your hate's a strong word for it.
But it is.
Loathe.
Like if you turn them off and just say something like, I'm not interested, then they might turn into stalker hater.
Right.
And that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I think all of us have had stalkers except Fat Boy.
Yeah.
That's true. We have.
Yeah. Well, if you count bill collectors, then yes. We all have.
And his family.
Yeah. Well, so if you, what started all that out of control was that if you ever want to come on the show on
Backstage
Fridays
Pass.
For Backstage Pass, you have to contact 9.
Yes.
And it, but if you don't hear back within how long?
Give me a couple days, and then odds are I've
72
forgotten.
Hours.
So hit me back up, because if you want to do something like that and you don't hear back from me quickly, yeah, I have lost it or forgotten or I didn't see it, and then you do need to remind me.
Yes.
I do require some reminders usually to do things.
But not too many reminders.
Just, well, look.
Less than three per day.
If you've heard from me, I'm on it. If you haven't heard from me, blow me up.
You almost just swallowed your tongue.
I did.
We have a brand new Facebook fussing. It's headed your way in just a few moments. Go ahead and head over to Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We're going to be doing this all live on video. It is Facebook fussing live right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. Now, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
Here it comes. This is Facebook fussing. Thank you, Paige.
Yes.
This is a humdinger right here. This right, the more we do this, the better these get. I think people arguing on Facebook just in hopes of getting on Facebook fussing.
Trying to get a spot.
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely not.
No.
I don't have Facebook.
No.
The irony there is amazing.
Friend of the show, Danny Morgan's watching us right now on
Danny
Facebook.
Morgan of Pump House fame?
Yeah. Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Danny.
Got his hat backwards?
Yeah. I haven't seen him wear a hat in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
That guy can
no more Tar Heel hat.
Well, Fat Boy ain't seen him in 10 years. How would he know what he wears?
It's been that long.
Should come up there. Mm-hmm. Scene one.
I have to go to Pimp House.
Scene one, I said. You see? Scene one. Playing the role of Daryl B. Payne is Fat Boy.
Woo! Fat Boy.
Playing the role of Colin Forsex is freaking me.
Colin Forsex.
Thank you, Paige. Uh-huh. Playing the role of Annie Position.
Oh.
Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Woo! Annie.
And playing the role of Hugh Jorgen.
Hugh.
Is Paige.
Yes. Like Hefner.
And action.
Daryl posts two pics of a trailer for Rent that looks like absolute teetotal hell. Attention all, we have a really nice mobile home for rent. Two bedrooms, two baths, all appliances, including water. All the yard work will be maintained by us, and trash will be taken care of. It's still available. So to make it plain, so people don't say we didn't say details, $175 per week for rent deposit. For you to move in first week will be $175 plus $700. That equals $1,000 to get moved in.
All right, hang on. Maybe it's $175 for first week. Plus $700 deposit and a parcel week and $125, that would actually go out to $1,000.
Look, I don't know how many times I have to explain it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. Rent is $175 each week. Deposit is $700. Take those two together, and that's the rest of the deposit to get $1,000, you dumb blank.
You're saying $175 plus $700 equals $1,000. You're the ice because it isn't, even if you add another $175 and $700 is $875. And you're saying it's $1,000 to move in. You are overcharging people by $125. $175 plus $175 plus $700 is $1,050. So that would short you by $50. So learn how to use a calculator, dumb blank. Besides, I'm not looking to rent because we own our home. I was just looking for somebody else, but I wouldn't recommend you because you seem like a real butthead to rent from anyway.
I still don't get the math here, Daryl. It should be $1,400 total to move in, $700 for the first month rent, and $700 deposit. That's how most other landlords do it. I mean, your post says $700 plus one first week of rent, which is $175, thus leaving the total to $875.
Oh my God, listen, $175 first week, plus $175 last week, plus $700 deposit. We are forgoing the last week, so it's 175 plus 700, damn, equals $1,000.
Okay, I got you. So basically, 2 weeks of rent plus the deposit, so $1,050 moves you in.
And that still don't damn add up.
I tried to tell this dip blank he's shorting himself, but I guess he's cool with it, I guess.
Look, keep your damn ass out of it. If any of you ain't going to rent from me anyway, then don't damn worry about what the deposit or the rent is. Just share the damn post or don't, but shut up about it.
I'd actually love to rent from you. I could hand you $700, tell you it's $1,000, and your dumb ass would never know the difference. Ha 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 ha.
NC!
I like when we do one and I see a comment pop up on Facebook saying, that's off my Facebook!
Oh no.
Real man.
Yeah. Here's your protection.
There, yeah, so, I mean, I did add it up, right? He did short himself $50.
Yeah, I think so.
The landlord.
Got a little fuzzy.
Yeah, there was $125 missing, or he shorted himself $50, or either way. I can't figure out exactly what he's trying to say.
Isn't that something? That's a term that hasn't changed. Landlord.
Yeah.
You're a landlord.
Unless you rent from a woman, then it's your landlady.
Landlady. Should be a land mistress. That sounds more, you know.
I had a landlady one time. She was a nice woman.
What is the opposite of a lady lord? Like in, you know, Britain and places like that.
Lords and ladies go together. What do you mean?
Oh, lords and ladies?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was ladies and lace.
No. That's in Greer.
Oh, I see. All right. Scene two.
That used to be on Pleasantburg Drive, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I knew it used to be somewhere around here.
Scene two. Playing the role of Sienna will be 9.
Yay.
Playing the role of Periwinkle will really? Be freaking me.
That's the first and last name.
Playing the role of Violet will be Fat Boy.
Yay.
And playing the role of Bruce, obviously, will be Paige.
Of course, obviously.
And action.
Some boys really go out with a girl for years, never get tired of her, never stop loving her, and never, ever cheat on her.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. It's usually the ones who've wanted you for years, but never really had the chance to love her.
Ugh. WTF happened now?
Men do that, but these boys don't.
I live in this darkness. I exist in these shadows. All I ever wanted was to feel love. Just to feel like I belong with someone.
Jesus, you need a shrink.
Hey, girl. Maybe all you need is a hug. Maybe someone who cares.
Periwinkle, just stop. It ain't gonna be you till you get a drug problem and a rap sheet. You're the only person around here acting like a bigger crybaby bitch than her right now.
Wait a minute. I'm a bitch because I care? I'm a bitch because I'm trying to be there for a beautiful friend who needs me?
No, you're a bitch because you're desperate to be the rebound and get in this girl's panties. You pull this same blank every 6 months when some felon breaks your silly little heart, and it ever worked out one time. It's kind of pathetic.
I'm so desperate for somebody, anybody to talk to me. But I can literally count on 2 fingers how many friends I have left in the world.
Well, you got 3 people commenting on your post, but you are ignoring all of them to post this sad blank and blank being all vague and goth and everything.
Oh, I'm sorry if you don't care about my pain. Nobody told you to comment on it, Bruce McBlank.
I've been your friend since high school. I asked what happened and you ignored me to post more crap like nobody cares. Maybe all your friends got tired of your act.
What? That my heart is broken as an act to you?
It's broken 5 times a year, and every time you act like an attention whore and ignore everybody until some dude with a pill prob and some kids he don't take care of shows up and you fall in love again.
Maybe I'm better off being by myself, away from y'all.
Wait a minute. I care, even if no one else does.
Dude, giving up. She's ignored every single thing you've posted.
Yeah, but this time, but sometimes she responds to my DMs.
OMG. This is the first time I've ever seen a dude actually trying to break into the friend zone.
Insane. That is a rarity, is it not? It really is. He just wants to be your friend.
That was an emo fussing.
Periwinkle. Emo fussing.
All right.
You know, if you see something funny on Facebook, and you know, real funny stuff like this, you can always email us, theriseguys@aol.com. Here we go. Does everybody have energy left to pull together another scene?
Yeah, man. I just hope we have enough left for 2.5 or more hours of show.
Okay. Scene 3, then. Playing the role of Gladys will be freaking me.
Gladys!
Yeah!
Playing the role of Belinda will be 9.
Yeah! Belinda.
Playing the role of Big S.
Take a guess.
Will be Fat Boy. And playing the role of Kirby will be Paige.
Kirby.
And
of course. What's up, Lee in London listening to us or watching on Facebook?
Action. Well, many of you have kept me in your prayers, so I thought I'd give you an update. Just got back from the doctor's office, and I have to have my ball gladder removed.
Mama, LOL spell check.
What? R is wrong with you?
Gallbladder.
Oh, sorry. I am doing the thing where I talk into my phone and it dictates. Dictation. It types for me. So my ball gladder.
Mama, just type. It keeps autocorrecting to ball gladder.
Why would it autocorrect ball gladder, though? Odd.
When I text gall, it autocorrects to hall. Prayers, though. Sorry to hear that.
But she's talked to texting, so she's saying it wrong. Miss Gladys, are you dyslexic?
Hey, don't be a jerk to my mama, big ass.
Ball gladder. I said ball gladder, Paige.
Kirby.
Kirby, I said ball gladder.
Say LOL.
Just say LOL.
LOL.
Did she say LOL?
Finally.
Finally.
Ball gladder, post. Ball gladder, post. Ball gladder, post.
This is funny. Not her gallbladder part, but watching old people use tech is entertaining.
Ball gladder removal, prayers, post to my page.
WTF is happening right now.
Alexa, post to my Facebook page the following, quote, well, many of you have kept me in your prayers, so I thought I'd give you an update. Just got back from the doctor's office. I have to have my ball gladder removed.
This has got to be the funniest thing ever. Keep me in your players. I might have buy a DTs too type.
You make fun of my mom again. I'll drive to Iceland, whoop your ass, you ugly son of a darn bitch. You look like you have herpes when you took all your face piercings out, you blank sucker.
Gallbladder.
Yay! Yay!
Insane. Oh, God bless America. I feel like I just had a funny sneeze. Like I just filled the tingles. That was great.
Oh,
all those
gladder.
Were good.
I had my ball gladder out when I was 17.
Maybe, really, you're a survivor.
Yep.
What'd you do with it?
It was incinerated.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just kept the stones.
God, you imagine what that smelled like. What does burning gallbladder smell like?
Not burning people.
What I'd about burning ball gladder?
Yeah, it's worse.
Ball gladder.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another Facebook fussing. 93
at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-ha.
Oh, let's talk about a sexy topic, shall we?
I love sexy topics.
I know, but how about robot sex?
No.
No. Well, that's also what the director said. No.
The director?
Yeah. Well, will robots have sex in the future Transformers movies if they're going to be doing those again?
The trans future? Why not the regular future?
The Transformer movies in the future.
Okay.
So Michael Bay He said that they may fall in love, but there won't be any kind of like sex scenes with, you know, the little robots, Transformers. That would be weird, don't you think?
They fall in love?
Yeah. They would probably
have. Is Bumblebee a baby? Or is he a kid?
There's John Cena.
Yeah, but not, I mean, that's just his voice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would not be the voice of a young kid. I don't know. I guess the sportier, smaller car makes me think it's a young kid driving around.
Okay.
So, Michael Bay
They're not old enough to drive, though, right?
But how could Transformers have kids?
Well, yeah, they're all different. That's the thing. Tailpipe. You know, yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Is different than the other vehicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't mate, per se.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of odd.
If they don't have a mate, they just jackknife.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Starscream the coolest one, though, because he's a fighter jet?
I don't know. Voltron to come in there and take whatever he wants.
That's right. He's going to plummage.
With their permission, of course.
Uh-huh.
Starscream's the best. The bad guy who's also a jet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Bay says, I think we'll eventually do a love story between the Transformers. Definitely not sex, maybe not even kissing. The idea that they would have this emotional crush has never really been.
That's a great point.
Brought
We've never seen
script.
Batman take a dump.
No.
No. And you know he does.
You know he has to. Even millionaires, billionaires have to.
You think Superman's like a bird and he just does it while he flies?
Probably so. That might not be spiderweb he's shooting out of his fingers.
But he says that's palm. Kind of the direction that
Wrist.
They're going to try to head into, which gives them kind of human desires and, you know, a little different if you've had feelings.
I
want
to see him at the gym working out. I want to see him go into, you know, minor league baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there you know in what the crowd.
Trying to catch a foul ball.
Yeah.
And they just like, and they lift themselves up in the air and catch the foul ball.
Awesome.
You know,
they're just like us.
One good Transformers movie. It came out in 1986, and it had the voices of Eric Idle, Judd Nelson, Leonard Nimoy, and Robert Stack in it.
Oh, really?
And Orson Welles as well.
Were any of those voices at Comic-Con? Mm.
No. Some of them are dead now. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the animated Transformers movie came out in the 80s. That one is good. All these other ones are garbage.
Like the live-action ones you don't like?
They're hot garbage, man. Yeah. Hot garbage crap.
I don't mind them. Like, if you saw the Transformer movies now, back then, you would have been like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just the ones they're doing now, just it's Transformers and license alone.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, it isn't like Transformers.
No.
Might as well be GoBots, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's, again, another point in my life where I realized we were poor.
Yeah.
I didn't have legit Transformers. I had GoBots.
We had the Kmart Transformers.
Yeah. Which wasn't that bad. And then there was an off-brand lower than even GoBots.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what they were called, but those were like Family Dollar and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The off-brand.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Megan Fox is completely gone, but my son liked her in the Transformer movies.
Yeah.
I thought she was kind of sexy. It was odd. I was like, oh, she's pretty. And then, you know.
So John Cena's not in the movie itself, just his voice, or does he appear in the movie?
No, he's a character in the movie. I don't think he's the voice of Bumblebee. I think he's a character in the movie.
Oh, I thought he was the voice of Bumblebee. So he's the voice of Bumblebee. Maybe it is a kid.
Yeah.
Little John?
It's going to be somebody off the wall.
Please look.
I hope it's Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay. Little John, will you make a left up here to stop saying,
okay! That'd be great.
I'm trying to find out now.
All right. Well, should I talk about bars while you're doing that?
Dylan O'Brien is the voice of Bumblebee.
How old is Dylan?
He is 27.
Okay, I'm still wrong.
Not a baby. Well, if you happen to go to a bar, here are some unwritten bar rules that you might be breaking that bartenders hate, so you might not get
the
best service. When you play the jukebox, play to the crowd. Just don't play something awful.
I take that a step further.
Yeah?
Don't go to a bar that has a jukebox.
Or?
Why?
Live music, always.
Not on Tuesday night.
Don't you go to a bar on Tuesday night.
You want to go to a bar that loses its ass during the week?
A lush goes to a bar on Tuesday. Even working women wait till damn Wednesday.
Well, here's a good idea to stay clear of the service area. You know, on the side by the doors where people like to congregate over there?
Smoking area.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, at the bar, the at the end where people are comfortable, but what you're really doing is blocking the way. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blocking the runners.
Yeah.
The bar I go to frequently put up a no parking sign down at that end of the bar where everybody
people
would just
like
hang
to
out.
Just go over there on the side. You know where it is.
Yeah. I still stand there, though.
I know.
Well, you're not.
Do what you want, buddy.
You're out of the fray. You're out of the front of the bar, so you can just kind of mingle to the side and have your conversation.
I have to stand there so people can come up and buy
me
drinks.
Don't do it.
You stand there.
At least he's honest about it.
They won't take your order. They just tell you to move out of the way because you're going to be roadkill from service people. Also, don't be a gerbil. You know what that means. Those are people that are nervously tearing things up at
the
bar.
Stay away from Richard Gere's backside.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
That's the person that shreds the napkins and puts a mess in the glass. Don't do that. They got to pick it out. Come on, be nice about things. Don't be messy.
I do that. I went to, Jimmy, I found a new barbecue place I got to tell you about.
Which one?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
It's really good. I cleaned up my, I picked up all the napkins and the straw paper and everything and put it into the glass.
Yeah, don't do that. Put it in the plate.
Gerbil.
Gerbil. Because they got to pick it out and clean it out.
Gerb.
Well,
so here's another thing. Know what you're going to order. Don't sit there and, you know, meander around. If it's crowded, have your drink order ready to tell the person. Don't sit there and just, when you get up there, ask your friends.
Yeah.
You know how that is when you finally get, what do y'all want? Mm-hmm. Don't hold up the line.
Also, don't be one of these people going in there ordering some crap ain't nobody ever heard of just because you want to stump the bartender.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove? Order a drink.
Like what?
Yeah, some drink with a weird name that is really obscure and
old fashioned.
There are people, I swear, they go up to the bar and they order some crap just hoping they're going to stump the bartender on whatever it is.
I'd like to get a round of perfect blankies for me and my friends.
We get a hot B plug.
You know what I'd like to get?
Liquid
drunk.
Marijuana.
Right. What?
Nine, do you drink liquid marijuana?
No.
Wow.
Damn.
No.
This whole new nine is.
I know, right?
So,
new and improved.
Yeah. Except for his allergies, though. It's odd. He quit smoking weed. He coughs more than ever before.
This is kind of rude.
I'm a straight shooter.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Straight shots.
Oh, all right.
No dribbling.
Good aim. Straight shooter. Well, don't wave your money at the bartender. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it might be demeaning to some.
At the corner of the main stage, yes, but not at the bartender.
Don't do it to them. They won't take anything off.
Up on the main
they
stage,
hate that.
Just coughing Jimmy. What's up, everybody?
So just try to make eye contact with them and be patient. Don't, wave them down or snap your fingers or,
right.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Considerate when you go to the bar. It's a takeaway from that.
Rules to live by.
Rules to live by if you want to party and have a good time.
Yeah. But what if, the thing about bars, though, is that there needs to be, we always complain about U.S. sizes versus European sizes. You know, you order what would be a 3X here is a 6X there or whatever,
Yeah.
When it comes to drinks, like your traditional liquor drinks, how is it that there's not more uniform taste with those?
Pints.
Huh?
Well, if you're going to, it's always a pint of something. Is it the same?
Just something as simple as a rum and Coke.
Yeah.
It tastes, and I know it's brand of rum, and some people might not even be using real Coke. They might be using Czech Cola or whatever. But there's a lot of inconsistencies in drinks at bars.
That's because you came of age when South Carolina had mini bottles, and now you notice more difference with the free pour. That's what that is. And also, they get the Coke out of the tap, the little handle, little gun.
Spray gun, yeah.
Some of those are filthy. They don't taste the same. If it's really clean or really dirty, it changes the taste drastically.
Boy.
Or the way it's mixed in there.
I had the worst mule I ever had in my life the other day. I'm talking about the drink. It was, I think they used ginger sauce instead of ginger beer. It was awful.
That's awful.
So this is a pretty traditional drink now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how to make
it. Yeah, but if you go to a bar and order one, you're getting ginger ale 9 times out of 10, easily.
Probably 10 times out of 10. I want ginger beer.
Well, you can't get it at a bar usually.
Yeah.
Not many bars stock ginger beer.
Well. Hmm. Now you tell me.
Should have stuck with the mini bottles, right? It was more potent because you had to use the whole bottle.
You mean as far as bars go? Yeah, because I was going to say, I go to liquor stores that still have mini bottles.
Yeah, they'll still sell you mini bottles, but bars, man, the amount of trash they were producing with the mini bottles was absurd.
One shot's a 6-pour. I learned that from Bar Rescue. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you take.
Hmm. Okay. All right, then. Now I'm just trying to help you out. Now you know.
You're over-serving yourself.
Don't waste
one,
the product.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Got it down to a science.
Yeah. If somebody said,
it's bar science.
Page. Don't flirt with the bartender. She's busy and she does not care about flirting with you. You're just obnoxious.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
That's true. That's always true.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
And the other customers hate you for wasting their time, too.
Yeah. You're a tool.
What if you're a lady bartender and you have very large breasts? Is it bad to show cleavage? Does it look like you're asking for an extra? I'm reading a text right now.
Uh-huh.
Is it bad to show your assets a little bit?
No.
Does it work for you? Will you give more money if you see that?
You'll get tips, probably.
Yes.
Well, that's probably why they do that.
That is why they do that.
Big tips.
All right.
Now you know. Mystery solved. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. We come back. More Rise Guys on the way. Don't forget, we will have yet another pair of tickets to see the Black Keys and Modest Mouse and LaLanna. Keep it right here for that. Morning, everybody. Holly.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
They're freaking hysterical.
They're absurdly silly.
All the crew is really funny.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3. The Play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.